I don't know exactly what I'm going to do different, but yeah, try not definitely come back in. Only just not long got released on parole, and yeah, I was only out 15 days, you know. Just couldn't help it. Just temptation was just too hard, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, when I get out, I'm just going to spend more time with family. You know, my poison was alcohol, heavy drinker since I was a young age. Before coming into prison, I'd done 14 months at Yuchawadik, the Aboriginal rehab, before
yeah.
coming in. Done a few months with the Dadi Mumwarra program, went on away on men's healing camps and things like that. So that was sort of helped me get through a lot of stuff and to coming into prison too, being my first time in, and you know, so yeah, just spend more time with family and know that they're the ones that are going to be there, not the bottle, you know.
Yeah.
I remember back when I was like young growing up and had a lot of anger and sadness and like things that have like floating around in my brain about the situation, like about our family situation and all of us kids being all separated and our mother not being around much and just not knowing all the media and family, and which sort of led me to using and, you know, and drinking a lot of alcohol, and all that anger inside of me would come out and get me into a lot of trouble when I would start drinking. And even still to this day, I still struggle with drinking and being mainly the alcohol that gets me locked up most of the time, and like the sadness and the trauma that we've had as sort of something that I deal with day to day, and using drugs and alcohol sort of blocks that out or numbs it a bit, but it's always there and it always will be. And just sort of find that, like when I do drink and that, it sort of helps. But and then I'm getting into trouble with the police and with my family, and just sort of running amok in the communities wherever I go, and end up in here and looking back, and I think it's just sad. There's a lot of people in the same position, and yeah, like what do we do, you know? They say, you know, get over it. Well, you know, we can get over it, but, you know, not pick it up, not touch it. And I think that's the main way, you know, is not to touch it when, you know, we do get released. And yeah, for myself is, yeah, not to have that first one. And I think that will help. And I hope that when I get out, I hope I do continue to be sober and try and be there for the family and my kids and yeah, just my family, and try and do it for myself and try and get by in life without trying not coming back to this place, you know.
My name's Steve. Yeah, my bad choices have led me to the last 28 years in jail, so I think I'm getting to the age now where it's got to stop, sort of thing. Getting too much, can't do this anymore, you know. My boy turned 17 this year, so I've been in jail for his entire life, you know, and that's not a good thing. So hopefully I'm out there for his 21st, and I'm looking forward to being able to start a relationship with my son, you know. That's probably what I'm looking forward to more than anything.